You got it going.
Let's go.
Yeah, watch that bitch. Watch that video.
Watch the video.
You might not actually know it's kind of nice.
Why is it so bad, though?
It's fucking foul, though.
Twitter be having foul it's videos. That should be exciting.
I'm intrigued.
Intrigued as fuck. I'm still mad that nigga fell off the building for no reason.
I don't know why I just witnessed that shit on Twitter, bro. It's kind of wrong. Bro, he used it as a mechanism, my nigga.
Wait, what is he doing? Why,
bro?
Why are you smacking him in the bottom?
He attacked her by throwing up on her, bro.
I never seen a nigga you throw up as a weapon.
Bro, that shit had me weak.
Why you smacked the bottle on top of her?
Bro, I don't know why, but that's a different type of hatred, my nigga.
What was they hating for?
No reason. I have no idea. I just seen that bitch and I was fucking disgusted.
I'm trying to see that nigga fall off the crate again. You know what type of force you gonna hit the ground at?
Bro, the thing was, it was just the shit flying everywhere, and I thought it was just teeth.
This shit was probably his whole ass nose, eyeball, and everything.
Everything. I pure thought it was teeth, my nigga, just shit hitting everywhere. Oh my god.
On,
it's the sound.
On what that was probably, it's like face bones just going everywhere.
Bro, that's a whole nigga dead. That's a whole nigga dead.
I have to see it again.
Yeah. I look at doing see it again.
It's probably gone.
Yeah, she always gets taken now.
I think it did. It wasn't that far back.
Come on.
Damn! Damn!
It got deleted.
Damn!
It got deleted.
I didn't watch it enough.
Bro, I watched it too many times, bro.
Nigga, I didn't see
it
enough.
I was traumatized. I wanted to see it more times only because that nigga bust that shit. I wanted to know if that shit was teeth.
That shit went everywhere like some damn.
It was actually
bomb.
It was just that red that splattered when he fucking hit.
What you really gotta be doing to be climbing a crane though?
That was a crackhead, my nigga.
You sure?
Yeah.
Like dead ass?
Yeah.
Then he would.
Like, you can't be in your right mind to just fucking climb up a crane and jump off that bitch.
You'd be surprised what white people do. I don't give a fuck.
Niggas, that was a suicide. Like, like he let go.
That nigga did let go. When you that high, like. When you like on the verge of falling, I bet you just gonna go over regardless. Mm-hmm. There ain't shit you can do about it.
Yeah. Facts. Oh my god. That nigga climbed up the whole fucking crane just to drop. I bet you he didn't mean to drop.
He ain't mean to, but like, it probably like feels easier when you're already like almost going on to just let go completely than trying all this other bullshit. Like hanging off the ledge with by your arms. That's way worse than just falling off that bitch.
But he went like up there deliberately, like. There was some type of purpose for that. I want to know if it was whether it was suicide or just a crackhead that was just trying to go up there and do his thing.
You don't see them white people on Instagram? I mean, YouTube? They be doing parkour on that shit.
You think it was that?
No, they went on parkour, but like on the same basis, just doing it for fun.
They do that type of shit.
You seen that Asian nigga that fell off the building and lost his grip?
Huh?
You seen that Asian nigga that fell off the building?
No.
He was like this off of the building, like hanging off of it. But like he couldn't get himself back up because his shoes weren't sticky enough, so he just let go and just went.
That's the dumbest shit, bro.
He was trying to do parkour, but his shoes were.
So he just let go and he was done.
He had to. He had no strength left. He was trying to pull himself up, but he said, just went.
Bro, that's so scary seeing the nigga give up like that.
I don't ever want to be holding off in my life. Bro, there's shit you can do about it.
Because I really feel like I just let go and just.
I let go immediately. You know I'm heavy. I'm gonna,
bro.
Ooh,
bro. But it's different though. You got a different type of adrenaline when you facing death.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably so much. You probably just die before you hit the ground. You'd be so fucking scared.
I know.
Just going to.
Before you hit that bitch, bro. I know for a fact it's over already. You can't. Oh
there's, my god. There's no way he died on impact.
No, there's no way.
That shit.
I feel like that nigga did though.
That shit hurt like a motherfucking bitch.
Yeah.
What do you look like when you go to heaven? You all deformed and shit? Like, on what?
Is you gotta look fucked up, my nigga.
On what? Is it like, I know it's your soul going up there, but like, can you still see people? Like, as they are?
Yeah.
So that nigga has to have a broke ass face in heaven.
No. Actually, I don't think so. I think you just go as you are normally. Not when you're.
That don't like, make sense, though. When is like, when am I normally me? Mm-hmm. Like, what age would I normally be me at? 50, like, you can't determine that shit. You have to look at, you have to look like what you died at. Oh, God.
Yeah, like, who does, like, what is this, like, how does that decision work?
Like, you can't say, like, 23 is my age that I'm going to heaven at. Like, that's what I'm going to look like when I go to heaven. You have to look like what you died at.
Yeah, like, it doesn't just stop before you,
you know what I'm saying?
Your shit.
But what if you just get, like, deformed, like, them serial killer type of shit? Ain't no way you
walk in heaven. Fuck, you're not walking heaven looking like that, bro. Hell no.
I know it's just your soul to even begin with, but, like, can't you, like, still see, like, the actual person, though? Or do you really just be, like, hearing voices type shit?
You know one thing I heard? I think everybody comes in, like, their purest form.
And what is that, whether
it depends on, like, your... I don't know when. I don't
know. I'm coming in my prime.
Yo, prime, I guess. Like, old niggas, they come in as young.
So if I go up there, I'm going to see my mom at, like, 30 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
That might be something.
It's kind of hard to believe. I don't know why. Like, what's decided as your prime? Do you know what your prime is?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like your prime is. I feel like it can't be that. It don't really make sense.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. It just doesn't make sense to me because I'm not the one deciding what my purest form is.
Okay. I should have asked my mom.
Hmm?
She been seeing angels and shit.
For real?
I'm about to ask her what she saw.
I kind of wish I see stuff like that. I don't know.
Whoa, why? No, you don't.
Why?
She said they look like ghosts. Them niggas were scary.
For real?
They're not white like some real ass angels. They're like people.
That's realistic.
You want a nigga standing in the corner of your room?
Does it, wait.
You're gonna miss me with that.
So, since like your mom seen that firsthand, why don't like you don't believe it? Do you believe it though?
What, that she saw it?
Like, no, like the whole concept of it because she's seen it. Like,
oh yeah.
For real?
I believe in angels and shit.
The whole thing about me is, like, I don't know. Like,
you want to know what happened, though?
What?
She died one time.
Huh?
She died one time.
Your mom?
Yeah. On some, like, surgery. She, like, died on the table.
For real?
She, like, went up there. Like, did all this bullshit. But he wasn't ready for it, so he sent her back to her body. That's what she told me. Like, she seen everything. Like, she saw her, like, she could just see her body laying on the hospital table while she was going up. But she came back.
That's kind of satisfying as, like, confirmation.
Yeah. I mean, that just means that she has a purpose, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know if she found that bitch yet, but it's, like, looking like it.
Like, I feel like if that happened to me, bro, my whole life would change.
For sure.
Like, I'd follow, like, the only reason why I do, like, or I live the way I live is because I don't know. I have no confirmation of how shit works out.
I have no confirmation. People swear they know where they're going after they die. Can't know. No way you can know.
But your mom knows. That's satisfying as fuck.
She wouldn't be tweaking telling me that story.
Hmm?
She wouldn't be tweaking telling me that story. That's a lie.
What do you mean?
She wouldn't lie about that shit.
Yeah, she's not gonna lie.
Like, the way she said it to me, too. Yeah. I mean, from what she said, it sounds too bad. You just watch your body. You just watch your body as you go up.
But when you think about it...
You're not finna kill me, though. Like, and I just get to watch my murder stand over my body type shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, I'm just... I see myself going up into heaven. I'm looking down at the niggas that killed me.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, there ain't shit you can do about
it. That's trauma, my nigga. I would never be able to look at that. There's nothing you can do about it. You just gotta witness it. Secondhand, bro. You just looking at that bitch.
But he started getting to raping your shit after you die. You just sitting there watching your shit get smacked.
Wait, so she was just watching herself for like a long period of time?
And I guess until she just went high enough you couldn't see it no more. She gotta be capping though. She in a building, though. How is she seeing herself? I ain't gonna question death. If I have some special shit about it,
it's special.
I quit.
That would confirm shit for me. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, for you, like, it should confirm for you. Huh? that shit is actually real. Because this whole time for me, I didn't think it was, like...
What?
I've been, like, God and... Like, that whole...
See, that's the thing. Like, I know he's real. I just don't know why he's doing what he's doing for him. Shit don't make sense.
I feel like we never will.
You'll never know. But I'm going to get the closest theory to it as possible.
I feel like this is more than just like religion. I feel like it's beyond religion.
What, if you go to heaven or not?
No, I feel like the whole concept, like it's not bound by religion. It's like, it's just spiritual.
Yeah. I'm about to start looking up other shit though, like Buddha or what else.
Yeah, for sure.
Cause I don't even know for real. That could be this.
You know, Islam too. I was trying to look at that,
bro. Yeah, you want to miss me with that one.
But it's a, when you think about it, bro, that's the most peaceful religion out there.
Oh, God, it is. But you want to know why? Because we be doing some weird shit.
Why? Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. They just come up with some weird shit. Like, one people that fast for, like, a month.
You'd be surprised what other people consider weird. Like, Christians, they do some weird shit when Islam's looking at
it. You're right. I don't know no different.
Yeah. So I feel like, bro, it's really a beautiful religion, no cap. The way it's built, like, and when you really think about it, Islam and Christianity are like the most. They're literally the same thing.
You ever think about how like your mom like made you believe in God, like forced you to?
Mm-hmm. For what? It's like it just happens.
See, the thing that's is, mean, like, just because I'm your kid. It don't mean you gotta enforce your shit on me.
I guess it's just another thing of what they're supposed to teach you. They feel like the same way they teach you how to do it, like talk.
That's like, so it's stupid though.
Same idea.
That's like teaching me like how to ride a bike or some shit. But like, I don't want to ride the bike how you rode that bitch.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can consider that for everything. You can consider that for literally like everything. But
oh, yeah, no.
Because it's religion, it's always gonna be like, you're gonna have to, like, once you're out that learning stage, it's based on your decision. Like,
why the fuck do we learn all these years just to make our own decisions? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you don't have the capacity to like make your own decisions at that young age. So you're supposed to have decisions like set for you actually.
Yeah, but that don't make sense. I don't follow all these rules just to change every single one of them when I turn 17.
I mean, not necessarily that you have to change them.
Because no, they just change like automatically when you get older. Just shit happens. Mm-hmm. So like, why did I even learn it the other way to begin with? The shit was just gonna change.
True.
Like if I was gonna ride my bike differently when I turned 18, why'd I even learn it to ride? Why'd I learn to ride the other way to begin with?
I guess it just builds like a basis. You need to start somewhere.
Like, you always, like, build off of a basis. You never, like, switch the whole entire goddamn thing.
I mean, exactly. But I feel like it's just not switching completely.
There's some shit I switched completely from what my parents told me. Like, completely wrong.
Yeah, but, like, it's on and off for everything. Like, and there's some, there's a lot that you haven't, right? Like, you kind of, you're stuck, like, with their...
Nah, I don't do that shit no more.
For real?
I make my own decisions on anything now.
You mean, like, in terms of... I feel like...
Like, if I'm going to do something and my mom, like, knows more about it...
Yeah.
Or, like, she tries to tell me, like, what to do because she's done it before... Like, I'm still going to think of my own way around it. And then I'll, like, pick which one I want to do. But I usually go with my own shit because it's mine. Like,
yeah. That's true. I feel like it's beyond like just decisions, like just learning in general. That's just gonna carry on, and it's some like just stop and you go a whole different method.
Yeah, cause like.
But at the same time, there's some that you keep like, and you probably don't notice, but it's like it's just there naturally.
Yeah. I like to learn on my own, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to learn from you telling me or teaching me. I guess I would say, like, figuring out your own mistakes is, like, the best that you can do. Yeah. Instead of somebody telling you your mistake before you make it.
Yeah.
How are you going to tell me I'm about to make this mistake? Like, nigga, you don't know me.
Yeah.
I might not.
That's true.
Like, don't, like, don't tell me where to, like, she told me to go to the bank or some shit. Like, don't tell me where to park. Like, like, I'll find my own spot. You gonna tell me where to park? I might be able to find a better spot than you did. Shit changes.
Yeah.
They swear the world's still the same as when they were teenagers. Like, you, that shit evolved. Yeah. Like,
it's expected, though. That's how they lived.
I feel like I'm gonna do it, too. I'm just mad at it right now.
Yeah. Like, you're gonna do it too for sure, cause it's all you know.
It's all I know. There's so much shit that I wish I knew. That's not all I knew.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's some shit that's bad. Like, I'm probably just gonna do it too because I grew up in it. But like, I don't want to at all. Like, you really don't know no better. You can't.
I feel like me being me though, I kind of, I'd be able to see things from, like, a different perspective. And, like, I won't be, like, the same. Like, I'll be able to think differently. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But you got to know what to think about first.
Like, yeah, and it's not what you know.
It's not. You won't never think about it because that's not what you know.
Yeah. You can avoid that.
Kind of one big-ass circle.
Yeah. Damn. You can't learn beyond that.
Beyond what you mean?
Like, you can't. I feel like you can learn to be a certain way.
I mean, yeah, if you go, but like, that's all you've seen. You would have to, like, go to somebody else's household and, like, learn how to do it.
True.
You're not gonna learn being in the same environment. It's still happening. Like, anyway, yeah. That's why I feel like when I get out of college, I'm gonna be a whole new nigga. I'm not doing shit the same. Cause I'm not trying to live like y'all, and I'm not trying to do nothing like you.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to give me advice when you're not living how I want to.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm only taking advice from where I want to go.
That's facts.
You don't take advice from somewhere you don't want to go. You're gonna find the nigga that has everything set to your liking, and I'm gonna follow every move.
Mm-hmm. But looking at you, it's like it's not.
It's not there, my guy. I'm not trying to live in Westerville, Behringer Drive type shit.
That's what I'm saying. If anything, I should just disregard your shit completely. Like,
oh god,
your shit is not relevant at all.
It's not. Mm-hmm. These niggas over here, I ain't about to shame nobody. But like, damn, you over here doing shit that I never want to do in my life.
Yeah. Just not the way I
want to
live, so it's not going.
I can kind of see what they mean though, because they're there. Yeah. At the spot that you need to be to live.
True.
They got a little bit more than that. Like, I want more and more. Like, I'm trying to be that there, so I'm not gonna follow you.
But I feel like that's just in terms of like giving advice. That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
They go based off their experiences.
But some people take too much advice. Yeah. Like,
that doesn't make sense. You lose your, like, you don't even follow your own way of thinking.
Like, they just pure follow what their mom tells them. Like, if she says that, ooh, that's my mom, she's right. Like, nigga, what? She a regular ass person. How is she right?
That's what I'm saying.
She be tweaking more than I do. I'm gonna follow my sister.
That's facts.
What?
Like, yeah. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they gotta know that though.
What?
I feel like at this point they gotta know that, like, I'm not.
Like,
wouldn't they want, like, beyond what they have?
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't you want me to be rich and get back to you?
Exactly.
But you won't even let me know how much you make.
Exactly.
Like, nigga, give me a reference point so I can make more.
You want me to follow these steps? Yeah, I don't know what happens at the end of these steps. Like,
right. Like let me see what you living on so I can make more.
Exactly. Like, let me get a basis so then what I know, you know, to, you know, just, you know.
I'm not trying to be like you. I'm not trying to be under you. I'm trying to be up there.
And they should want that.
Should
like, would they be satisfied if I was just below them?
Right. That's basically what you're teaching me, though.
Yeah. That's exactly. And it probably won't ever work with the same way it did with the parent, your parents.
Oh, God.
So you could just be.
I've never not once heard, like, follow your dreams. It's always like, what are your dreams? Like,
yeah.
And then it's after that, it's that's not right. Or that shit not going to work for you.
Exactly.
Like, bitch,
it's
what?
Never. It's never like, they don't push you to, like, or give you the motivation to do it.
Right.
And that's their responsibility.
Their responsibility, like, fuck. But they be doing it on purpose because they know you can't do it. But, like, you really don't know.
Yeah.
I might just pull something out of my ass one day and be great at it.
Exactly.
But you guys over here suffering at a job you don't even fuck with. But you over here on me.
Exactly. Like, how do you... You want me to live like you? Like, that don't make sense at all. If you don't, then don't give me...
Your parents are be acting like it's a burden they brought you into this world. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You had a fun night.
It was your decision, my guy.
Oh, God, you had a fun night. You did it.
Yeah.
I ain't finna just... No. I ain't finna just sit here broke with no clothes on my back. Right. Like, you have to do that shit, obviously.
Exactly.
You birthed me.
You made that fucking decision, bro. Like, it's so funny. Like that's your own choice. You literally did that.
Bro, I love the one that I birthed you. I could take you out of this world.
Go ahead and do it then.
Bro, I said bet so many times.
Go ahead and do it then.
On what? They be trying sometimes.
They be mad. They be wanting to, bro. Like, this is the time.
They be doing shit they ain't never done before.
If he throwing you off, bro, you don't know how to come at it. Like, you don't know how to handle the situation because you ain't never seen that before.
They beat your ass different, bro.
For real.
Because now that I'm older, they be kind of scared. Like, they're not trying to put too many hands on
bro,
me.
For real.
But they still, I can see it in their face, them holding it back.
Yeah.
But they know not to hit me no more.
Yeah.
I ain't going to hit them back, but you know not to hit me no more.
It's slow. I ain't been hit. How long?
It's slow as fuck. It's been like 5 years for me, I think.
It's been too long.
But they used to really hit for real. They weren't those spankers. They were punches.
They was mean, my nigga. That's a... Wait.
My mom had the meanest swing. That... Ooh.
I used to duck that bitch. I got used to her, like, tactics.
You used to duck that bitch? On what? I used to grab her arm and throw that bitch away.
Bro, that was the worst, my nigga.
You don't ever do that, bro.
You don't ever do that. I don't know why you thought that was okay. Cause
she gonna come with the left so
bro,
mean.
I did that once and I never did it again.
Well, after that point, I just started running away.
Like, if you do that, it feels like you hit on them.
Oh God,
bro, they be mad as fuck.
I had to learn to just run away up to my room. But the minute you slam the door, it's gonna be the meanest beating of your life.
You gotta soften that bitch. And
oh God,
close it.
Hey. We don't slam doors around here. Then you hear the mean ass footsteps going up the stairs.
Yeah, it be coming up.
You like, be trying to lock it. Then she be like, there ain't no locking doors in my house. And then you have to open that bitch or it's gonna get worse.
And then they just gotta talk to you, bro.
And then when I start getting disrespectful back, then it really gets real.
Yeah. And I don't know why we decided to do that. I just be disrespectful.
That shit kind of fun sometimes. Yeah, I know. See the reaction.
I do, bro. I swear to God, like, let me just throw some shit.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, you're not gonna try me, are you? You're not gonna test it, are you?
Like, bro. Yeah.
I have to see sometimes if my parents are like that or not.
Yeah.
If you're not like that, you're not like that. I gotta see.
Sometimes
my dad
get,
be on it, bro.
They get like that.
Yeah, they get like... My dad be turning into that nigga,
Yeah, bro, for real. It be kind of scary, no cap.
I'll be getting that MMA chokehold, bro.
Yeah. Bro, it'd be so bad.
Bro, they used to be throwing my brothers on tables and shit, breaking the tables and shit.
For real?
Yes, that. Oh my God.
Damn.
Blake used to get his shit beat.
Damn, Blake was like that?
Because he was more like my. Like, you know how your brother and sister always got like that one parent? It was like on their side?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad always got him. My mom always got me.
Yeah.
Smack shit out of me, bro. Every time.
Ew.
You really can't duck it because it's going to be me. She be cornering you, dude. She's fast.
Bro, they so advanced with the hits, bro. They just so raw. It comes at you, you like, you can't win this shit. You just got to take this shit.
Bro, sometimes it really be hurting for real.
Yeah.
Like, you really just beat my shit for real.
Yeah.
Then I be trying to call CPS. Call them. How dare you? You won't be saying that once you're living in the foster. You won't be saying that once you're in the foster home.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they exactly like. They say, go ahead, do it. Why did they say that?
Oh,
if
God.
I do that, say I do that shit. What's gonna happen? How you gonna feel?
And then the time you actually run away, they be calling your phone 1,000 times to get you back. Mm-hmm. Like, what'd you just tell
Stupid.
Me to do?
You told me to get out the house.
And then when I came back one time they told me to come back. I came back. They said, the phone's not yours. Leave the phone. You can go. They said, leave the phone. Oh, you can go.
Bro, no. You know what my mom tried to do? She tried to play me. Like, I didn't just pay for this phone myself.
Right.
So, I said, nah, it's not going. I just live straight.
You said it's not.
Bro, I was done. I just kept walking, bro. Closed the door.
That happened a few times over the summer when all that shit was going on.
Bro.
I just said, fuck it. Oh, hell no. I was being so invincible that one summer. I don't know what the hell I was doing.
Bro.
I was a mean ass nigga that summer. Mean.
That's when they just start getting sad.
Oh, my dad had to come in my room like 3 times. Like, you made your mom cry. Like, nigga,
bro, for real. Damn, they be getting hurt.
Shit. I know I hurt your feelings, but shit, you really got feelings
hurt,
like
bro.
That?
Yeah.
You getting hurt as fuck. Like, I'm not still your son. Like, chill out, bro.
Like, damn, you can say some shit, though.
It's
they be saying some shit.
Right,
so, like, let me say some little shit back.
Right. They be hurting the meanest feelings, but when you do it, stop being disrespectful.
Exactly. Energy.
Now that I'm older, I'm gonna give you the same energy. I'm not scared of you no more.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I grew up off of scaredness.
Fear.
Like, for what? I can't be doing that to my sister. I was really scared to do shit because when you come home, it's raps.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, is they gonna learn? Is it always gonna be successful?
What, just talking?
Yeah.
I feel like I did some shit differently because I used to get beat.
Yeah,
bro, because they just come in with anger, and it's just different if you would have came in with love and be like, you did that wrong.
But I feel like I've seen some people that their parents are just like so lenient, they don't give a fuck, and they fuck up.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they don't get like that. They don't even get mad at it.
Yeah, not at all. It should be working though. Like, they're cool with their parents. Like, white people be cool with their parents.
Yeah.
They be drinking with them and shit. Like, they're cool with their parents. Mm-hmm. I'm like scared. Like, I used to be scared.
Right.
That shit don't make sense. It's not supposed to be like that.
It's not supposed to be like that.
What the fuck? I wouldn't even... I couldn't even say I was that bad to the point that that shit needed to happen.
Yeah, I was... I felt like I was good. If anything, I was... No, not that bad at all.
Nowhere near, like... It was... The comparison was nowhere near. Like, you really get the meanest beating just for, like, answering the door when they were home.
Exactly.
Like, was it that
bro,
bad?
Bro, what? That's what I'm saying. I did that shit one time, too.
Oh, my God. It was the worst one. I think that was the worst one.
Why was they so mad?
We did just open the door to a stranger.
It makes sense. But I was like, I was still mad.
That might have been the meanest one of our lives.
Top three, probably.
You want to know who I opened the door for?
Who?
My cousin. And they still got mad over it.
Bro, for real?
They said, don't open the door. I'm like, bro, it's my cousin. I saw him. Yeah. Like, what do you mean don't open the door?
Yeah.
Stupid as fuck.
Like, am I supposed to wait for you?
Right. Like, it's bro, my I'm cousin. Opening the
door. Exactly.
I'm opening the door.
Like, what else are you supposed to expect?
That one was fried.
Damn. How for the dumbest shit?
It's cool now, though. It ain't too bad anymore.
I be chilling, now.
I'm chilling.
Yeah, for real. At this point, I just been coasting.
Yeah. I ain't gonna hurt the feelings no more. No. I just be chilling. I just be saying, okay, and I be walking away.
Yeah. I feel like I went through the phase.
That's the I don't give a fuck phase.
Yeah, that's a terrible phase to be in when I... Like, I don't give a fuck. You just gonna let it out.
Bro, oh my God, I said some stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
He's bad as fuck.
I wish I didn't say some of this shit.
I just know how to get under your skin.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling it sometimes.
Cause I pulled some triggers, bro.
Yes, sir.
Just to do it,
I feel like it's because we be feeling hurt. So we gotta hurt you worse. Yeah. But like, for real, it don't have to be like that.
It don't work like that, for real.
It don't have to be like that.
Yeah.
But that's just how it is. But revenge is so... I have to get my revenge. You're not gonna just play me.
Yeah. It'd be fucked up. But I'd just be doing it, though. And it's the wrong way to handle things. But, I think it's good to happen.
No, it's bad. Because I'll do it 10 times worse than the way you did it to me.
Yeah.
For no reason at all.
It's real bad. I don't give a fuck stage, bro.
Too fucks.
Happen.
That should be happening a lot.
I haven't felt like that though. I haven't been in that was a terrible stage. But I haven't been in that stage.
That shit was kind of peaceful. I ain't gonna beat you.
Hmm?
That shit was kind of peaceful though. I'm not gonna beat you.
No, I'm saying like in terms of it.
Nobody was just touching you though.
Hmm?
Couldn't nobody touch you? You didn't give a fuck. Like you couldn't say shit to me. I give three fucks about the hell you just said to me.
I was chilling, bro. Right. It was like it was a long, bro. It was like one time. It was just for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Like a week. Bro, it was peaceful as fuck. Nobody was fucking bothering me.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
I didn't have to worry about them talking to me. I wasn't having it. I was gone. That was a chill period of time.
Chill as fuck. Based on
base. I told bro, this is legendary. I mean, this is the best song ever.
He really just hopped in the car and said, "What song is it?"
Swear. This is the one.
I feel like it's not known.
It's not.
At all. Is Polo G not like that or some shit? Hard as fuck.
It's Cash Money AP. It's because he dropped it.
That nigga is known.
But nobody's listening to his shit as a producer.
But you know you always be hearing that. Cash Money AP.
Yeah, but that's because a famous person is singing on that.
So you trying to say he's not like that with Polo G? He can't get the clout with Polo on it?
Hell no, bro. Damn. Not enough. This is Cash Money EP, bro. There's rappers that can't get, like, near.
What, near Cash Money EP?
Yeah.
Cash Money EP big.
No, he's big, but I'm saying, like, they're not going to listen to his drop.
Oh, God, they're not. You still got to check it out, bro.
Yeah. And I bet some people have.
They probably don't like that bitch. I don't know. You have to like
it. No, you have to. This is amazing.
I think Fetty came with the best song of this year. No cap.
Oh, bro. That song was hitting, bro. I don't know what the fuck Fetty might be doing, bro. He's a legend for real. I can't even lie, man.
Oh, he's top
He's never three. Missed. I feel like he's never missed, bro.
He's never missed too bad. There's a couple times he tried to rap.
Yeah, but I'm like, no, he's still a legend. Like, he's really consistent with this shit. Nobody even knows about it.
Nobody knows about it. Damn. Except for me. I'm listening to that bitch. Yeah. Like, y'all be sucking other niggas' dicks.
Right.
When did he get that clear ass voice? He sound like a pure ass singer.
Bro, he said, fuck the auto tune. I'm singing, my nigga.
That shit's beautiful.
I bet you somebody's gonna think this song is old. Every time. That's hard. Oh my god. I knew this. Bro, this is the best song he's ever made in his life.
Bro, he dropped another one. I don't know if you heard it.
I did not. Bro, I actually fuck with Fetty Wap, bro. I'm kind of mad that I neglected him for a long period of time.
He was my favorite artist for like a whole year.
Bro, I used to hear his songs, but like, they was just out in like SoundCloud and stuff, bro.
He always be doing something on that bitch. Shit too much. Fuck, man, I'll be ruining shit.
It'd be very like the beat. It'd be perfect, bro. Oh,
he said 19's my year. He might be doing something.
Talk to him, man. Talk to him, man. Let him know, my nigga, cause I feel bad. This nigga, nobody knows this nigga.
He still got the meanest.
Exactly, like, nobody, bro, can beat that. His harmonies shit be hard as fuck when he drops them, bro.
Nobody can beat that.
Yeah, nobody can.
Especially from, like, that type of artist. Like, you can see it from, like, some other people. Like.
Yeah. Bro, does he drop albums?
I ain't seen one. Bro, I didn't even do it that time.
You didn't do that.
You trying to talk about that road shit? That shit really interesting, for real.
I thought about it.
It don't make
it
sense.
It doesn't make sense.
You know how fucking long, okay, that would have to, you know how long that shit would take?
Everything on this fucking, everything is connected, my nigga. State to state.
It can't be. Somebody started that bitch.
Somebody started that bitch, but
there's a start somewhere.
How does that even fucking work, huh?
There has to be a start somewhere.
Like, there's an end to it then. Like, where's the start? What is an end to it? That start is like, what, the ocean?
I guess.
Fuck this. It be hurting, bro. I know you don't want to feel that. You don't want to feel that. That shit be hurting, dude.
I like it. I'm not type
like
of
that
nigga.
Pain,
I'm
bro.
Not type
I
of nigga that'll
it,
fuck with a 2K.
I hate it, dog. It be hurting like a bitch.
This shit not charging. He gave me some booth. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of him.
I think he did give you some booth. Okay.
I think it's a look at
this. This is still red.
It's still red.
This shit been charging for like an hour.
Alright.
Maybe it does take that long to charge though.
It do.
Look, he, now that I think about it.
But he like keeps turning off.
What the fuck am I doing for? Going in.
Oh. You looking for your phone? You're tweaking.
Yes, bro.
Head up.
Nigga, this shit was, bro, I really tweet. I be forgetting it's there. Oh my god, I be forgetting it.
And nothing. I see you.